What we've been doing a lot on Sunday nights, but we're doing it today on Sunday morning and Sunday night, both times, we've been talking about some things which hinder spiritual growth. Now, we know that you want to grow as a Christian. We know that you want to develop, that you want to mature, that you want to continue to find out exactly what God wants you to be in your life and to perform to the best of your abilities to do so. One of the things that from time to time hinders us is what we're going to call today spiritual fatigue. Spiritual fatigue. And I want you to see it right there in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. Right there in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. And here's what he says. And let us not grow weary, let us not fatigue, while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart, if we do not get fatigued. Think about it for a minute. Physical fatigue, we understand totally and completely. We understand getting weary and getting tired and getting burdensome and getting overcome with the activities of life and the schedules of life and what life constantly throws at us. We want you here and we want you there and we want you doing this. And there is a case in which we know about physical fatigue. But there is something also that's called spiritual fatigue. Let's talk about what might cause spiritual fatigue in our lives. Well, look at these three words on the screen. Everybody in the room can identify with this. We know life is hard. I mean, make no mistake about it. If you read your morning newspaper, if you've caught anything online yet, if you've seen anything on the television, you know this morning how hard life is. And you know that it is difficult. And you also know, number three, that it can be painful. Now we know this from Job, who one of the oldest men who ever, many, many years ago, one of the first men who ever lived was Job. Here's what he said in 14:1. Watch this. Man that is born of woman, which would be every man, woman, boy, and girl. Man that is born of woman is a few days, watch this, and full of trouble. We know that. We know life is hard. We know life is difficult. We know life is full of troubles. And as a result of that, sometimes we allow spiritual fatigue to set in to our lives. Look at this. There is sickness. There is divorce. Sometimes that we don't even want. There is unexpected, unexplained death that occurs and pulls us down and causes spiritual fatigue in our lives. There's discouragement. And incidentally, none of these D words are what we're going to be talking about tonight. It's a different one, all right? At 6 o'clock. And there are broken hearts. Even as we speak this morning to this group of people, there are broken hearts in this room. Even as we talk. And you sit there and you think, man, you know, I can't hardly put one foot in front of the other because I've got a broken heart. I'm experiencing spiritual fatigue in my life. And sometimes that spiritual fatigue just really pulls me down and keeps me from being what God would have me to be. Did you know there are biblical people who experienced spiritual fatigue? Did you know Noah did? I want you to think about Noah, who preached for many, many years. And he worked and he labored and he toiled. I mean, he preached about 120 years and he saw very few visible results from his preaching. Don't you know that spiritual fatigue set in his life? Yes, it did. And what about this guy right here? Lot. I mean, you know, Lot was a person who experienced some spiritual fatigue in his life. And I just want you to think about Lot and think about his mate. Think about the fact that she turned her head around. I tell you what, some good advice. Don't ever turn around, all right, when you need to be looking straight ahead. Amen to that? Amen to that. And then what about this? What about Job? Well, we've already talked about him. This was a guy that had more concerns and more difficulties than most of the people in this room put together. But you know what Job said at the end of his life? He said, I am better at the end of my life than I was in the beginning of my life. If you read Job 42. But you, guess what? Job had spiritual fatigue. What about Joseph? What about Joseph? Here's a guy, no fault of his own, was disliked by his own siblings. If you have brothers and you have sisters, I mean, just think about this for a minute. I had three older sisters, and I use that word loosely, older, and I had a younger brother, you know, a punk. You know, I had a younger brother, all right? And so I understand siblings, all right? I want you to think a moment about Joseph and his siblings and the way they treated him and the way they talked to their father about their brother and where they said their brother was when he wasn't. You think Joseph ever had spiritual fatigue in his life? Absolutely. What about Jeremiah? He is referred to as the weeping prophet of Scripture. He wrote Lamentations. What does it mean? Well, what does it mean to lament? You mourn and you weep and you cry and you... Do you think Jeremiah understood spiritual fatigue? Yes. What about John the Baptizer? Absolutely, without a doubt, John the Baptizer understood spiritual fatigue. What about Paul? What about Paul? You know what he said in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12? Here's what he says. Yea, and all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. What does that mean? It means life was hard. Life was difficult. Life was a struggle. Life was full of trouble. And I want you to look at a verse. These are the words of Jesus Himself. You think Jesus suffered spiritual fatigue? Yes, He did. There was a time in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. Jesus was looking over the city of Jerusalem. I mean, think about the holy city. The pinnacle. The apex. Listen to what Jesus said in this verse. You got your seatbelt on? Jerusalem, Jerusalem. The one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. Listen to what Jesus says. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. You think Jesus understands spiritual fatigue? Absolutely. Absolutely. And there was even a time, and I want you to take your Bibles to the last book of the Old Testament. I want you to take your Bibles to Malachi chapter 1. And there was even a time in Malachi's day that God prophesied and God talked to Malachi as a prophet to the people of Israel about their weariness when it came to worship. Now, this might connect with us. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, we did a lesson about worship. How worship is participatory. It's something that you do. It's not something done to you. That's what worship is. You know, you don't sit back when you walk through these doors and say, man, let it happen, Captain. That's not the way it works. Worship is something that you sing, you pray, you give, you commune, you listen, you study, you learn, and you do. That's what worship is. In Malachi chapter 1, there was a sense of weariness about coming to worship. Watch this. You got your Bibles? Right there, Malachi 1. Let's read 7 and 8 and maybe 12 through 14. Listen to this. You offer defiled food on my altar, but say, in what way have I defiled you? By saying that the table of the Lord is contemptible. And when you offer, watch this, the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? When you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Will he accept you favorably, says the Lord of hosts? You know, God was saying to them, you're giving me less than your best effort. You're giving me less than your best sacrifice. You're giving me less than that. And the Lord was upset with them as a result of that. Watch 12 through 14. And see if you see any fatigue in this. You ready for this? But you profane it in that you say the table of the Lord is defiled and its fruit, its food is contemptible. Watch this. You also say, oh, what a weariness. as you sneer at it, says the Lord of hosts. And you bring the stolen, the lame, and the sick. Thus you bring an offering. Should I accept this from your hand, says the Lord? Cursed be the deceiver who has in his flock a male and takes a vow, but sacrifices to the Lord what is blemished. For I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is to be feared among the nations. Watch this. In spiritual fatigue, there is a sense in which we participate, we partake, and we share in sufferings. I want you to take your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 14. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 14. And I want us to see that suffering, troubles, difficulties, things that are hard, can bring God glory. Listen to what he says. Beloved, verse 12 of chapter 4, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. Watch this verse, 13. Rejoice to the extent that you partake in the sufferings of Christ, that when his glory is revealed, you also may be glad with exceeding joy. Watch 14. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you. For the Spirit of God and the glory of God rest upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. I want you to look with me to a visual on my right. And the visual is our family vacation Bible school. I want you to look at that. I want you to look at that for just a moment. Let that burn in your brain for just a few minutes. And as you do, you will know that there was some physical fatigue that took place. All right? A grind. A wearisome. A tiredness. But I tell you what, there's no spiritual fatigue in those numbers. Can I get an amen? Because those numbers represent your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your friends, your acquaintances, your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Count it up. Well over 1,000 people. We're in this room the past 168 hours. There's no spiritual fatigue in that. Now there's physical fatigue in it, but not any spiritual, because you're touching hearts and you're touching lives. Do you experience spiritual fatigue? Was there a weariness about coming today? Oh man, we've got to get those children ready. We've got to get them down there for Bible class, right? We got to come in there again. Is that a part of your mindset today? What was it? Was it, man, I have to come? Or was it, praise God, I get to come? Well, which one was it? I mean, spiritual fatigue says, man, I got to be there. I have to be there. But spiritual high says, I get to come. I get to worship. I get to please God. I get to follow Jesus. I get to sing. I get to pray. I get to commune. I get to give. And praise God, I get to listen to Brother Tom. And the whole church said amen. Well, at least three or four of them. All right. What's the answer to spiritual fatigue? It's endurance. It's endurance. Matthew 24:13. You know what Jesus said? But he who endures to the end shall be saved. You got to endure. You got to endure. You have to endure. You got to keep pressing on. Isn't that what Paul said in Philippians 3, 12 through 14? I press toward the prize, the mark, the goal. You got to keep doing that. And finally, in conclusion, I want you to see this last slide. And if you don't remember anything else, I want you to let that burn. Finally, don't give up. Don't give out. And don't give in. Can you say amen to that? Grab your songbook. Next Sunday, I'm going to give you a week off. Next Sunday, I'm going to mention our biggest Sunday of the year. And please, don't let spiritual fatigue set in. Don't let it happen. Understand the responsibilities we have as Christians to support this body of believers with our attendance, our prayers, our financial gifts, our inviting others. It takes a whole body to make the body God wants it to be. As we sing our song this morning, I may be talking to somebody in the room who says, man, I've got some spiritual fatigue. I need to do something about it. I need to ask God to forgive me and ask God to help me, to move me to do more in the days, weeks, months, and years to come. You know, that's why we're here today. Rejuvenation, regeneration, revival, rebuild, restore, start over. It can happen to some of the best people. Spiritual fatigue, going through the motions, dragging myself in here today. Really? When Jesus died on a cross for me, I got to drag myself in here. Really? If I was in that condition today, I wouldn't walk down this aisle. I'd run and say, God, will you forgive me through Jesus and His blood? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Brian, let's stand and sing.